Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Marvel Movie News, bringing you the most up-to-date discussion and commentary within the Marvel Universe.
Excelsior to you, our merry Marvel Movie Society. You want to make fun of me some more?
Nah, man.
No, you're just going to let it go?
Nah, I don't...
Why would you ever let that go?
I don't.
You never miss an opportunity to make fun of Matt Key.
I know, but he's doing it for himself now, and I'm like, just keep on doing it. It's like when you see someone in a video game that keeps walking into a wall.
It's just like, goosh, goosh.
Go for it.
All right, yeah.
But you like it.
I'll just continue to walk into that wall.
Yep.
Welcome back to our ninth show of the year, 2015, 22 and all. Meredith would usually tell me that. We are the Marvel Movie News, coming to you live from the Danger Room. I keep forgetting to say that every week. I don't know why. But we don't have Jatarvis in here with us today. We got Steven. Say hello, Steven.
Hey, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So Marvel Movie News, where we tell you all the news from all the studios, why you should be as excited as we are. Subscribe to us on iTunes at Marvel Movie News. Find us on through the Popcorn Talk Network. YouTube.com/Popcorn Talk Network, or you can find us through the Popcorn Talk Network, popcorntalknetwork.com. I just love saying Popcorn Talk Network.
I know, say it a few more times.
Also, you can find us on Twitter at MarvelNewsPTN, or find us on Facebook through the Marvel News. Like us. I'm Matt Key at the Matt Key.
I'm Matt Cook at Matt Cook Tweeted.
We've got with us today no Meredith. She's on assignment in San Francisco, I believe.
Ooh,
she's
on assignment.
That's just fun to say.
That's so Carmen Sandiego of her.
I know. Where in the world is Meredith? Oh, I forgot we
that
have an
That sounded
audience.
Like you offended the audience.
Yeah,
they're like, don't you compare her to Carmen Sandiego.
Did it roar?
Wow, we have an audience today. We've got Marisha Ray with us today. What's
Hello.
Your Twitter?
Hello. You can follow me at Marisha_Ray.
All right.
Yeah, they're back on board. Hey. You got them back.
And we've also got with us the Mythbuster himself, Grant Imahara. What's your Twitter?
At Grant Imahara.
Oh, well, welcome to the...
Thank you. They're loving it.
That's like an Oscar applause.
You guys nailed it.
Wow. All right. We've also got our friend Brian Markinson. He's sitting in and watching today.
Yes.
He may say something here and there, but he's a good fan and a good friend of
good
all
fan.
Of us. So. He's been a good fan. He minds himself. He behaves himself online. Oh, so, anyway, do you guys have anything you want to, anything that you're up to, anything you want to plug? I know you've got your Star Trek thing, and I know you've always got stuff going on, so tell us about yourselves. You've got 1 minute apiece.
Go. Go first.
Go. Here, you go.
Oh,
I wasn't
paper,
ready.
Scissors.
All right, ready?
Oh, okay. Whoa. One more. Here we go. Okay, you go first.
So I'm working on a web series now called Star Trek Continues, and we are basically going back to the original series and continuing it on. I play Lieutenant Sulu, and it's such tremendous fun. We've nailed the look. All the scripts. It really is great.
That's awesome.
So fun.
It is super fun.
Is that out now?
It is. There's three episodes out, and there's another one coming out in a couple months.
And where do you find it?
You can find it online at YouTube and Vimeo. It's called Star Trek Continues.
Awesome.
Have you really met George Takei yet and, like, done your impression for him?
No. Only on Twitter. I've talked to him on Twitter, but...
We made this happen.
Someday. I know. We should have lunch. I should make lunch happen.
Yes.
Especially considering you can find him. He's like the Where's Waldo of the geek industry.
He is. He's done a great job, actually.
Yeah.
All right. So that's you. And what do you got going on?
Well, next week, actually, a week from today, I am starting my... Well, I am a part of a D&D show that... A D&D game that I've been a part of for about 2 years now that is compiled of nothing but voice actors. And we are finally getting our own show. We're going to be live streaming it on Geek & Sundry's Twitch channel. We're going to be a flagship show. It's called Critical Role, and that's going to be Thursday nights at 7, starting next week.
That's so fun.
Have you been playing the same character for that whole time?
Yes.
What is it?
Yes. I am a druid. I am a druid of the moon, so
Great.
A more
moon
beast
druid.
Changer druid named Keyleth.
Yeah.
What's the race?
Half elf.
All right. 5e?
5E.
Great.
Yep.
All right. Well, we've got a lot to talk about today. I don't know if you guys have heard about it, but like a little trailer was released early.
Oh yeah. Oh, yes.
Did you guys see this? Did you hear about this?
Only like half a dozen times.
Yeah, I know. Right?
So far.
Oh my God, that trailer!
Yeah.
Oh my God!
I'm not gonna lie.
Oh my God!
When I first saw it, because there were like two side by side on YouTube, right? And there was like the one that we've seen, and then there was another one. And the one, the new one, at first I thought it was gonna be a re-edited spoof trailer. From like the first few frames, like just, and it was when we got to the blonde girl with the really big boobs,
right?
And I was like, wait, is this about to be like, is Andy Samberg about to pop out? Is
yeah,
this
that
about
was a strange
be,
shot.
It was just a weird opening for a trailer, and then after that, I was like, oh no. No, it's legit. Okay.
And then doesn't he say something like, I will show them. And then boobs.
And
I will show
boobs.
Them boobs.
Yeah.
Is that... Well, the Quinjet comes in, and then it's boobs.
After the Quinjet comes
Quinjet?
In, though, you're like, oh, no. Yeah. This is with the weird the sculptures.
Yeah, the weird sculptures facing each other.
Looking at the front. It's like a mirror. I thought that was a cool piece of art. I like that sculpture.
I want to go find that piece of art.
But then, that girl showed up, and I was like, what is this?
Who is that?
Yeah.
Who is this? She's a really hot blonde girl?
But then, it's also, in the first movie, there was the weight that we like see the very intense close up of who had a bunch of stuff cut.
Wait, isn't she in your D&D show?
That's Ashley. Yeah.
Ashley Johnson.
Right. Oh,
right.
That's right.
She's the waitress. She the Captain America series.
Yeah, and she had all that stuff cut.
Yeah.
And she had a bunch of stuff with Steve Rogers, and then it wasn't it. But it was like, why is she so heavily featured? So maybe it's something like that. Maybe this is her sister.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, that was my first thought, too. I was like, oh, they're going with the girl looking out the window again.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure. We'll go for that.
And that wraps up trailer talk.
Yeah.
For this episode.
There's a Quinjet that flies through and some boobs afterwards. And that's it. What were your favorite parts? Tell us, like, other than all of it, what were your favorite? First of all, holy God, Marvel. Like, they were like, all right, like, their first trailer was, hey, here's a trailer, and there's this Ultron guy, and oh man, he's a bad guy. And everyone watches the trailer, we're like, oh yeah, that looks really good, okay.
Yeah.
Then they released the second trailer, and you were like, oh okay, there's a couple new things in there. Like, you're kind of.
It's gotten progressively darker.
Yeah.
Each time.
Definitely.
And then this trailer drops, and you're just like, why? Screw you, March, be May. Like, why are you not May? Like,
yeah.
Why are you not something for me to have sex with right now? Like,
well, there's a couple answers to that, but I understand what you're saying. I get it. It was awesome. The first thing that really made me go like, oh, that's cool, is the fact that Ultron is wearing like a shawl. Like, when he's in the throne, like, and he's like, I was created. Like, he has like a thing over, so he looks like Mary or something. You know what I mean?
Like, I just like the fact that a robot has an evil lair.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I just love that.
Like, it's so intense, and it is like has like an old like biblical esque like.
Yeah, he's like in a monastery.
Strange, like very intense thing that I am on board for, and that's like swinging for the fences with that look.
And Ultron's got taste, man.
Yeah, it's so cool, and I love that when he unplugs his head, you can see teeth.
Yeah.
Like, again, like, I just love the humanity they put into him. Like, the eyeballs. Like, that was the first trailer. I was like, he has eyeballs! Like,
Well, and you know what's interesting about that is that he composes himself. So, like, he becomes sentient. He inhabits, like, an Ultron drone. And then he's like, oh, this drone's body is not strong enough. I will create a body for me. And, like, he gives himself eyes and teeth. And he makes himself a humanoid figure. And it's like, what is in him to make him do that, you know? Like, that's so I don't know. You're right. That's very fun.
It's cool. Yeah. What about you guys? What did you like? That was it. The shawl was my favorite part of the whole thing. I loved it.
You're on board from like 18 seconds on.
Yeah.
But when I think about an AI like Ultron, it's like, what do you do? Okay, well, first of all, you make yourself a stronger body. Then you make yourself a robot army. And then you make yourself a throne.
Yes.
And you sit atop it and command the army.
From the throne.
From the throne.
Yeah. See, I mean, you know what you're talking about.
I was going to say, you're closer to the robots. I'm like, oh, is that what you do?
That's what,
notes real quick.
In every evil scientist thing, that's what you do. You have either, you have a device that is like a doomsday machine, or you have an army of, you know, minions.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
And you know this.
Of course.
Basic robot programming.
Yeah.
It's page one of the Evil Scientist Manual.
That's page one of BattleBots right there.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
So what, did you have a favorite?
I did. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Every time I see the Hulkbuster armor, I'm always like,
yes. You can't help but squeal.
And like every time they give us like a little bit more glimpse of like a fight scene, and I'm like foaming at the mouth every time because that's one of my favorite storylines from the Marvel Universe. And so that's super exciting. But I'm not going to lie. I think one of my favorite shots was that slow-mo shot.
Oh, yeah.
Jumping out of the four-wheeler, like, yeah. And they're like flying through the air. I'm like, those are just those shots where you're like, I want to be them. Yeah. I want to be that. I can't be Black Widow.
I'll even be the dude with the bow and arrow.
Yeah, exactly. I'll do that.
You'd go that far.
I'll even be that. Okay.
I don't even need to be a superhero. I don't even need powers.
I just want to jump.
Yeah, exactly.
With them.
Yeah.
I just would like to be like
just fling me from the bike. Yeah. That's
and they've
all I
they've
need.
All got their own like different kind of pose.
I know it's so great.
Yeah,
but it doesn't look like Hawkeye.
It looks like Hawkeye's holding it on.
They're not going to land well.
No.
I don't, everybody
I think
else.
Black Widow is like a cat there. You know, she's getting ready to come down
yeah,
and land.
That's true.
Hawkeye, though.
Hawkeye's like, whoa.
He's going to land on a tree and be out for the rest of the fight.
It's about to be a fail video
on YouTube. Yeah, it's going to be a fail on me. I never realized there were even other soldiers in the shot.
Yeah.
Like, I watched this 30 times yesterday and then a few times this morning in prep for the show today.
Yeah.
And only like after the 40th time, I was like, "Oh my God, there's soldiers in there!" Like,
right.
I couldn't keep my eyes off of.
Well, they're all
the
in,
other Avengers.
Like, yeah, they're all in there.
It's so
it's great. It's
awesome.
Like a greatly
it's,
composed shot.
What's so fun is that like Joss Whedon was like, "Hey, you guys remember that one shot and the towards the end of Avengers where like the camera circled around and you see them all and like Black Widow drops a clip and like Hawkeye's like, "Oh, we got this." He's like, "How do I top that?" This
just slow motion. Let's just catapult them.
Slow motion of them like going into battle against like James Bond villains.
In the snow, in Russia or something. Yeah.
We love that. I watched the GIF of that like for 5 minutes yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, it made me yell. Like, when I watched it, I didn't react. My soul was like, ow!
Yeah. Did you stand up and do the Orson Welles?
I couldn't even. I was so shut down by it.
Wow.
That's what I wanted to do, but I couldn't.
I think I may have paused it, actually.
Well, like, I do have a confession, because I saw your comment where you were talking about this shot, and you were like, why can't it be May? And at first I thought of it totally out of context, and I was like, well, there's not snow in May.
Why aren't they fighting in the springtime?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I was like, oh, wait, he means, oh, never mind.
I thought he meant Aunt May.
Yeah.
I was like,
why aren't they fighting Aunt May?
Yeah, why?
Why aren't they fighting the golden oldie?
That woman's got it hard enough. That was crazy.
Yeah, that shot, man. That
and then,
shot.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm jumping ahead a little bit.
No, do it. Do it.
The fact that the trailer is so good for so long, I forgot about the Vision. And Vision showed up at the end, and that was my second. I screamed twice, and it was that, and when Vision opened his eyes. What I love about it is how cool he looks, how intense the colors are, but also how big his eyes are.
Yeah.
Like, there's such an element of innocence, you know what I mean? Which I think is intentional. Like, but his pupils are like, that is the coolest wake up scene, if that's what it is. But it looks just like, that's
like, the
coolest.
Like, you can see the circuitry in his eyes, spinning.
That was amazing.
I will say, I think Marvel has done such a great job at taking the comic book elements and bringing them into a reasonable, real world believability.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've done such a great job with that. And even like the shot of the Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah.
When they came out with that. Because like the Infinity Gauntlet is something that looks so cartoonish a lot of times.
And it's so ridiculous.
It's so ridiculous. Yeah.
It
you're
is
like, oh,
so
someone
OP.
Is big pimping with this thing.
Yeah.
And they did such a good job at making it look like.
Oh, yeah. We've got it right there.
Right there. Yeah. Like that looks like some sort of awesome arcane power that
and,
it's holding.
And I think that's a testament to Marvel knowing the properties and being like, wait, this has worked for decades.
Yeah.
And like, just because we're giving it, like, it's worked with people who've read the books because the books are great. So let's just keep that. And they do that so well. They trust it. Whereas other things are like, no, we got to reboot it. We got to make it dark and gritty. We got to make it intense. We have to make it something people want.
Let's take the Fantastic Four out of the Fantastic Four.
Exactly. It's all that stuff. And then you lose what's great, and that's great. The character, yeah. And then this fun stuff. I mean, that Infinity Gauntlet is absurd looking.
Yeah, my favorite testament to that was the Rainbow Bridge in Thor.
Yes,
because I remember when they announced Thor, I was like, "How are they going to do some of this?"
Yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, I was the same
weird.
Way.
But that was like that Rainbow Bridge is awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That whole movie is a beautiful blonde man who travels through space on a rainbow bridge with a magic hammer. Like, that's it. Like, yeah. I'll take it.
Yeah, I loved it. Like, a lot of people had a hard time with Thor. Like, they were it's not my favorite. It's not my favorite, but it was still a great film.
Right.
And, like, they took, like, the ridiculousness of the nine realms and they found a way to make it make sense in some, like, semblance of a scientific way. Like, I don't know I don't know, like, Mr. Engineer
it's a
Scientist.
It's teleportation. Yeah, well, but, certainly. I mean, there's, you know, the aspect of, well, I guess technically they are aliens.
Yeah, right? I mean, they're extra-dimensional aliens, yeah. Right?
Let's not make it political, guys.
And since we're on the Vision.
Let's do it.
We're jumping ahead. Is that a soul gem on his head? Is that the soul gem? Is that the power gem?
Well, we were talking a little bit about it.
Yeah, I were going back.
I don't know what else it could be. Since Vision, I mean, knowing what he becomes, and he becomes a sentient, he becomes a person. He has a soul. Mm-hmm. I don't know what other gem would grant a soul to a machine other than the soul gem. So that's what I think.
Well, I mean, they could also just have it in his programming. Like, maybe his programming somehow makes him give...
You don't think it's a soul gem.
I don't, because it doesn't make sense to me.
Makes
maybe
sense?
Maybe it's just his sweet, like, power-up LED.
Yeah.
Just shows that he's turned on. That's
he's going to get the red ring when he gets beat.
Because in
he's
the comics...
processing yeah. there.
In the comics, it was just, like, a solar panel kind of thing, right? Like, and it
solar
helped.
Panel?
No, it was, like, it absorbed...
It was... like, give me a few days.
He's like the Curiosity
like
rover.
A little, like, diamond-shaped, right?
Yeah, it was a diamond-shaped thing, but it, like, absorbed the sun, and it helped, like, power his battery, and then he could shoot out of it, too.
And he glows in the dark.
Gem, where would they have gotten it?
See, right. that's the thing, is like, where are they getting the soul gem? The only thing that makes sense to me is if they got the gem from Loki's staff.
Right, and that's in the trailer, you see Stark with the staff, which is a whole other conversation, which like, is it happening? Is that real? Or is that something the Scarlet Witch is like, you want power, here it is? Like,
it's for real.
It's for real?
It's for real.
Alright, great.
How do you know it's for real?
Do you want to know the truth?
I don't know.
Yes.
The Legos 2 months ago released all of, no for real Legos released all of their toys. They have to get all the stuff like a year in advance so that they can actually build the stuff. A year ago they got these designs where Loki's staff is stolen from Avengers Tower by the Ultron bots. So there's
and
a
you
Lego-
got this all from Toy Fair?
Is yes.
That-
Great.
Yes. Is
great.
So now we know your secret source of information is Lego.
Lego.
Toy Fair.
Lego has it all.
Look back, Key. I love that you started it with like,
get this.
Lego is putting out toys. And they had to plan it. They had to be ready for it, what
they
toys.
They
had
ready.
To know. Like, yeah.
Well,
that's
but,
amazing.
But for
that's
real a- though, like they announced it like, what is, the, what is that sound?
That's Lego. They've hijacked our speed, and we're in trouble.
What is the gem supposedly in Loki's staff, though? Is that the soul gem, or wasn't it?
No one knows, actually. Like, it's never been discussed. It's been assumed that it's the mind gem because it took over people's mind.
Right.
But then he also traveled through space, and either like Thanos did that, or they have the technology to do that, or it's the space gem that bent space.
It's got to be the mind, right?
I think it's the mind gem. But if it's the mind gem, then maybe that's the gem, like, chipped and put into him, you know?
So here's the other thing. Maybe it's a piece of the gem? Is that what you just said?
Well, why can't...
That's a cool idea.
Why can't Tony Stark take the staff and then be like, oh, sweet, I'm going to use this mind gem to then build, you know...
Here's a mind.
Well, that makes... Army.
Okay, I'll give you that. I think, too, but my big... concerned with it being any of the gems on his head is then he's locked into that. You know what I mean? Like, then he's not himself. He's the bearer of the gem instead of being his own character. You know what I mean? Like, I think that would, I think that would limit his capability in future films to be anything other than a target.
Interesting.
Yeah. Right.
So
that's very true.
That's a very valuable piece of of right. technology
yeah.
to put on someone or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
And have it so prominently displayed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you snatch it off and then...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, oh, like, no. Does he crumble? Does he turn again? Does he right. turn into Ultron, like, 2.0?
He goes
like...
back to his, like, base program. Yeah. Like,
he becomes just a fax machine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Vision was a maker bot the whole time.
I like the idea that Kilgrave was going to have the mind gem.
The who?
Kilgrave in Daredevil.
Oh, wow.
Or in Jessica Jones.
In Jessica Jones, yeah. I hadn't heard that. So I do know that the yellow gem that everyone's pointing at that's on the thumb and on the Infinity Gauntlet is actually the power gem because it's
so
mind,
there are, what
space.
Are, yeah, what are all the gems?
It's mind, space, time, power. It's a soul's here, so it's mind, space, time, reality, power, soul.
It's starting to turn into a Will.i.am song.
Yeah. Or Captain Planet. Yeah. I don't know.
So, yeah, I do think that there might be something to, like, the staff coming into the Vision's play. That's the only way I could see that being any sort of an Infinity Stone.
Right.
Otherwise, we have to assume that they have an Infinity Stone and they know how it works and they know what it is. Or Ultron creates the Vision, and then the Vision... much like does the exact opposite of what Ultron does, and he turns against his maker in the same way that Ultron turned against his. So
many options.
Got a lot
so
of options.
Many options. So many options.
And no answers.
No.
Sorry,
it's all speculation.
Yeah, which is so
one
exciting.
Trailer.
Until
so,
May.
Until yes. May.
Or Lego. Whatever.
I would also but you have to build them to figure it out.
Yeah.
Like every time, and it's there's no instructions, but
oh
it's like 12,000 pieces, and you're like, oh.
I would love to build
that's
the Infinity
the
Gauntlet
yeah.
as a Lego, like a Lego Infinity Gauntlet. I would build that in a heartbeat.
So it looks like I use the internet.
And oh, you use the internet.
Reality and time are both goldish yellow, but neither of those really makes sense to me as
no.
far as that
yeah.
being one of them.
Yeah, and I mean, we don't know that Marvel's like following the colors of the gems,
right?
Like,
but they're following
closely,
everything
so.
Else. So
they follow everything else.
I'll do it,
closely,
and it
but.
Says that the blue, which is Loki's staff, is mind.
Yeah,
and
I,
that makes
like
sense
the
to me.
The
yeah.
the ether was red, and I think that one's power.
Yes.
Yeah. So and that was in Thor: Dark World. So
yeah, purple is space, which
yeah.
is Guardians.
Yeah. Mm. So anyway, maybe not. We don't know.
Anything else on the trailer?
No. There's
that
I mean, they
really liked. How about the
oh, yeah,
whammy?
The mind
whammy.
The mind whammy? Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Scarlet yeah. Witch.
Scarlet Witch.
Scarlet Witch, yeah.
Right. Zapping Black
well,
Widow.
So that brings up like the Maximoffs. What's like so we see them fighting with the Avengers, like in that bird's eye view shot, we see Scarlet Witch. We don't see Quicksilver there. Maybe he's off running around taking care of Ultron bots
oh.
other
oh,
places.
No.
That's my phone. I'm sorry.
That's
okay.
all right.
But we do see Scarlet Witch fighting with the Avengers, but then we also see her siding with Ultron throughout the whole other, like, so are they going back and forth? Do they start with Ultron and then revert back to the Avengers? Like, what's going on there? Like, they're double agents,
man.
Right?
Don't ask me.
I know.
Legos didn't have any answers for me in that. So.
It does look like that, you know, when he says, I will destroy them from the inside, that
exactly,
maybe he's
yeah.
using Scarlet Witch to... sow seeds of dissent among the Avengers.
Because after he says that, you see Scarlet Witch do her mind whammy and you see Quicksilver punch out
that
Captain
is
America.
A
that
good
was pretty
punch.
Good.
That's a solid for Captain America to go down on that?
Yeah. And I like too that like Quicksilver kind of like it looks like he kind of like runs into the wall a little bit after. Like he like doesn't really have enough room to be moving that quick. You know what I mean? Like
it was
he
so
hits
intense.
Them, like, yeah, there's like a little scramble afterwards that I like to move in the other direction. But
I would love to see Quicksilver go full speed into a wall. that would be super funny.
It'd be so messy.
I know Renner, they had an interview with Renner, and he said about the Maximoffs. They're great characters. My character and them have a lot to do together. It's a little blurry on where they stand, which I appreciate. I'm sort of policing them to see if they're worthy or not, if they're good guys or bad guys. I question them a lot. So it seems like Hawkeye's... A big role that Hawkeye has in the film is to be with Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver, which at some point means they're with the Avengers. So,
right.
At what point does Ultron kidnap them? Like, you know.
Right. I think my guess is they start with him. He finds them. He recruits them. I think in that first scene where he's talking and you see the shot of them, they don't look too thrilled about the idea.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like Bebop and Rocksteady, and they're like, yeah, let's get him, boss. You know what I mean?
Let's go
like,
get him.
They're like, who's this crazy robot? You know, so there's a little bit of concern I felt on their faces.
Yeah.
And I think eventually they're like, maybe we shouldn't have done that. You
yeah.
know, we can help you guys now after they see the destruction that they've yeah. caused.
I think that the Avengers rescue them from a Hydra fortress at the beginning. They end up in Avengers Tower. Ultron kidnaps them along with Loki's staff because we know that he... Well, we assume because of the Legos that he breaks into the tower and steals them all. And then maybe he puts them onto his side and then they come back in the end. That's what I think
that's
is
wrong.
Going on. Okay.
There's no way.
There's no Lego set to tell me if I'm right or wrong on that. So, but I would also like to point out that we see like the beginnings of the road to Civil War in this...
Yeah. For sure.
You
that
know,
I'm excited about.
You know what
So it's really like they yeah. they encapsulated both of the sides with one thing, like where he says, I'm tired of watching other people pay for our mistakes, Captain America. Oh. And then and
there's
then,
a person in that car that goes yeah. over that edge
oh. yeah.
that he's trying
oh.
to save
yeah.
and he can't.
And he
that's,
can't.
That was crazy. That was
yeah.
the second time I watched it. I was like, there's a little head in there.
Yeah.
As
oh
it's
my
going
God.
Over.
Yeah. It's like he watched, like, someone dies. It is like.
But also, how are they that high up on a rope? Like,
I know,
where,
right?
Like
is
what's
it
happening?
Elevated?
Yeah.
Because yeah.
yeah. they don't have Magneto, so I don't know what's being. Like, that's a very strange scene to me.
I can't wait to see how, yeah. that, how that happens. Maybe they do have Magneto.
There are always, like, a few of those random
every time
scenes.
Someone
that's
says
how they
that
got
name.
Around the yeah. copyright. No, no, this is Magneto. That's you guys.
Completely
easy, easy. Get out of here.
What are you going to say, Marisha?
Well, I feel like there's always those scenes that they kind of bait into the trailers, too. They
yeah.
never end up making it into the film.
Right.
You know, so there's that, too. You have to kind of keep
But I think well, I guess it's voiceover that he says that, so maybe that mm-hmm. scene isn't in the... But I love that scene. It's such an awesome... I want to see why the road is that high up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but you see...
Where
you see,
are you?
But you see... you hear Captain Rogers say, I'm tired of other people paying for our mistakes, and then you hear Iron Man say, isn't that why we fight? So we can quit the fight and go home. So,
right.
Like, that's both sides of the Civil War, I think, you know?
Yeah.
So, and that's kind of exciting to see that being paved.
Yeah. Which is interesting. I mean, that boils down to, like... Yeah, the core of it. I don't know. I was
yeah.
gonna. Yeah, I think that's interesting. I'm excited about it. I love Captain America. Be like, I don't have any plans tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like he's a quip machine in this trailer. You know,
yeah.
he's like,
you had to ask,
and it's like, okay, ma'am, let's take it easy with the spice. You know, like it's really intense. But I thought, what else? The other thing that I thought was interesting was in the first trailer we got, it was Black Widow not being interested in picking up Thor's hammer. And then in this one, she's picking up Cap's shield.
Yeah,
and there's
right.
like an element of her. I don't know. I feel like they're really making a move with her in this.
Yeah.
Film.
Yeah. I
well,
hope
they're
so.
Also, I mean, I feel like they're kind of amping up like a Bruce Banner Black Widow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What?
Romance.
Is that a. Did you ship that at all? Because I did not even think that was a thing.
Would ever be an option.
Yeah. Ever.
It
ever.
Makes sense,
Bruce Romanoff.
Though. I don't know.
Does it? Does it?
Not to me.
I would not have guessed that.
Really?
Yeah. I wouldn't have put money on that in any way.
I think it's an interesting thing to explore.
But like, they get into a relationship. She's like, can you just go a little green for me? And he's like, well, can you just love me for who I am? And she's like, well, I love you for who the other guy is. Like,
yeah.
that sounds
oh,
fun.
Ouch,
you know, like,
ouch,
yeah, but what's it going to be?
Once you go green,
yeah,
you never go back.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of Hulk, Joss had a really, Joss, I say that like we're
Joss.
Good friends. You know, Joss.
Yeah.
Well, he was in here earlier before the feed started. You guys missed it.
Sorry, you missed it, guys. He said that they're treating the Hulk more like a character, which, like, he's excited about. And, like, if you watch some of the stuff, like, it seems like they get kind of in closer. Like, and in the first Avengers movie, yeah, it was a little bit further back. But in this one, it seems like they're doing more of a Captain America kind of Winter Soldier take where they're getting in a little bit closer and kind of featuring him as the Hulk, though. Like, and he's talking and interacting.
Right.
So,
yeah.
That's exciting, too. So,
that is awesome.
Yeah.
I cannot wait for that.
Yeah.
I love at the end of it when he's fighting the bots and he looks like just like a kid on the beach, like throwing sand. He's just like, and it's just a mess like that. I love it.
Yeah. He is the embodiment of chaos, which is very fun.
That's
so.
His power gem.
Chaos.
He's the chaos gem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, any final thoughts that you guys want to throw into the mix here? I mean, we've now talked about it for over 20 minutes.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
I don't know.
I think we've sufficiently covered.
Why can't it be May?
Yes.
Yeah. Why can't it be May?
Why is it snowing in May?
Give me May.
Well, if you have to have all of the MCU at once, AMC is doing all 11 of the films.
What?
Starting at 6 a.m. Or 6 p.m.
Yeah, there they are.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you. Thank you, Brian.
You're welcome.
Starting at 6 p.m. the night before with Iron Man, going all the way through so that Age of Ultron starts at 7 the next day, April 30th, I believe. So if you want to do that, AMC is doing that. I will not be doing that because I don't want to watch Captain America at 3 in the morning.
But, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. It's there. It's there if you want to do it. So... just letting the fans
know. I mean, you're making it sound like they forced you to plug it. Like, and you're really mad about it.
Go,
and you're just
AMC,
like, I owe them. They called in the favor that I owed them, and I have to bring it up.
I guess I'll do it for you, AMC.
I'm sure people will do it.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah,
absolutely.
That theater is going to smell so bad by the end of that day. That's just too many people for too long.
How much is that? Anyway.
I don't know. I looked
it
up.
It was $70.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And it's at Downtown Disney's AMC 3D Theater.
Oh.
Yeah.
$70.
That's
not
bad. Awesome.
That's not bad at all.
That's a trip to one movie.
Do they give you food with it?
Pardon me?
Do they give you food with it?
I doubt it.
And yeah. They're probably charging $7 for coffee after midnight.
Yeah, I know. I got
$20.
Don't take my word for it. That's just what I...
Okay.
We can just watch all 11 movies at my place.
That's true.
And order Chinese and then
it's the way to do it.
Yeah, get some pizza. Yeah. Some Chinese pizza.
Yes.
Chinese pizza.
All right,
great.
Well, let's move over to Sony real quick. I know. Russo Brothers make a first look deal with Sony. That happened this week. That could spell out like the future of the Spider-Man franchise over there, because we know from the emails and everything that were leaked around, what was that, October, November, that the Russos were interested in directing the Spider-Man film. So this could be a step towards that, and it could also be like a step towards them producing it, helping write it, and just spearheading that whole thing. So it's all speculation at this point, but that does kind of look like maybe that's the Russos are going to have a big part in the Spider-Man.
Great,
the Spider-Man moving forward. So, yeah. How do you guys?
Russo
I mean,
Bros.
Like,
it was they were directed Winter Soldier. Is that
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're said to be directing in the Infinity War films as well. So
I think it's a great move.
Yeah,
I just wonder how Marvel feels about it. Like,
did they steal our
right?
guys?
No,
right?
I think Marvel probably pushed. Right,
they're doing Infinity War. Right,
I think so. Yeah, I don't know if it's confirmed. I know it's been rumored, but I think that they are.
It was confirmed.
Okay,
to me, this looks a lot like Sony and Marvel are trying to play nice.
Yeah,
I think they're trying to be friendsies.
I think Marvel was like, "Hey, you guys should consider these guys."
I wouldn't be surprised if we don't, and like I'd be surprised if we don't end up seeing here in a couple of years like some sort of Marvel Sony buyout or Sony team up or something
right.
like that
because, by Disney.
Yeah,
because they don't really have everything yet. So
right, and I mean Amy Hennig just stepped down from Sony,
yeah,
from being the president of
yeah,
Sony.
Right.
So because of all that craziness that happened, so well, I don't know. We actually, I honestly, to me, if anything, this looks like we're looking at Sony. Maybe.
Yeah.
All right. Make you heard there. The prediction.
I like
Winter
Soldier. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm
love
excited
what they did with Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
Like, I watched it a couple days ago. I hadn't seen it in a while. I was like, I'm going to watch this again. And, like, all the, like, they have the camera's always in motion. They have very few, like, far shots. What are you laughing?
That's how the Russo brothers directed. I was like, we need a little more of this in this shot, please.
Give us a little shake.
We need a little character definition, so we're going to go like this. It's great. I love it.
I'm so bad. I can't do insults. Do you guys know that I can't do insults?
You jerk was pretty good. That was well crafted and thought out.
Jerk.
It was good.
I've been holding that for a while.
You nailed it.
I nailed it. I said it was
appropriately.
So yeah, the Russo brothers. It's exciting. Other Spider-Man rumors that no Dylan O'Brien. He came out and said there was a lot of rumors towards the beginning of the week of, oh, Sony's already chosen Dylan O'Brien. It's his to give up. And Dylan actually went on the record this week saying, I haven't even gotten to audition. Like, what are you guys saying? So I'm kind of hoping, I think I saw someone online say something about Freddie Highmore as Peter Parker. I was like, oh my God, that kid could totally be
who's that?
Peter Parker. Freddie Highmore, he was the kid in Finding Neverland, I think, and he's gone on to do a few other projects since then. He looked like Peter Parker, like with the pictures that I saw.
They're after a young Peter Parker,
yes.
Right?
Well, that's the thing.
Very
someone I saw like an article saying that this Dylan O'Brien kid already aged out for what they're looking for, and he's 23. Someone was saying, yeah, he's too old. He's too old for what we're looking for.
Wow.
So apparently 23 is too old for Peter Parker right now.
Then so, they're definitely going for
I
high
guess
school
so.
Age.
But yikes. I don't know, like...
I don't like that.
I don't... Yeah, that seems...
A little too young.
Too young for me.
Yeah.
Like, you're... It's that's gonna... To me, read like you're throwing a Disney Channel show in the middle of the Avengers. If you go too young.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to be taken seriously, man.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Yeah. Do you have the maturity to be a superhero at that young age? You
know? Right. Well, but I think that's what they're going for, is that he doesn't have the maturity to be a superhero. That's why they want him so young, because he's going to end up being kind of a mess for the Avengers to kind of have to contain and handle and train. And if they're doing the whole Civil War thing, he ends up being the Stamford incident from the comics.
I because would he's so young. Lose my mind and burn Marvel to the ground.
Wow.
If they make Spider-Man the Stamford incident, I would lose my mind.
Wow.
I don't like the idea of Spider-Man being a mess that needs to be contained and trained. The thing about Spider-Man is he's a good dude, and he tries hard, and he does the right thing. I think if they make him a threat, then they're doing it wrong. I don't think any of that can happen.
I don't think it's so much that he's a threat. It's more that he has his heart in the right place. He's trying to do the right thing. But he doesn't know how to do the right thing just yet. He's not trained to do the right thing. So Captain America comes in. He's like, in the Ultimate Comics, where he's like, come on, young chap. I'm going to show you how to be a real hero. You know?
I understand that. But I don't think... I don't like that idea, man. Watch it.
What? He's having like a visceral reaction over here. Did you just
put Marvel on watch? Like you just said
I did.
Watch,
I'm going
like,
to get arrested.
Watch it, Marvel. Watch it.
Yeah, don't do that.
Like this just took a serious turn. You were like, man, everything Marvel, you're so great. If Marvel does this, I'm done with Marvel forever.
I would hate that.
I'm going to write a very angry letter.
I don't think they will. I will. Oh, man.
Marvel's getting the worst Yelp review.
I don't think that. I think that's a terrible. I don't like that. I don't.
Matt,
that would be
Matt,
so inappropriate
it's okay.
to the character.
It's
no, I know.
It's not happening yet. It's
I know
okay.
it's not happening yet, and
it's
it better
okay.
not ever happen.
Oh,
you're the one who brought it up.
I'm just saying that's a possibility.
I'm trying to
make sense of what's going on with
I think,
it. That's what they're saying,
I understand
so.
That.
Guys, this isn't real life. Can I just put this up right now? This isn't real life.
But it's my life. I don't think so. I don't like the idea of making Spider-Man not Spider-Man, and I think to make him anything less than a hero is not Spider-Man. So I understand you can become a better hero. Like again, New Avengers by Bendis is one of my favorite books, and the first arc breakout is when Captain America approaches Spider-Man to join the Avengers, and he's like, "Are you sure that is not really me, like I'm not one of you guys." And he's like, Cap's like, every time I fought beside you, I've been amazed.
Yeah.
And you do things that nobody else can do, and I would be honored for you to stand beside me. And he does like this great speech as to who Spider-Man really is. And Spider-Man doesn't necessarily see himself like that, but that's, you know, that's important for me, I think,
yeah.
to who the character is.
One question I have.
Sure, Brian Markinson.
Thank you. If they go too young with Spider-Man, doesn't that imply that they're going to do another origin story, which I don't think they
no do. I don't think they do. I think that probably in Age of Ultron we will get the Spider-Man music, which is why they have Danny Elfman. We'll get that at the very end of the movie.
I thought you were
going to
say the Spider-Man musical, and then I was really gonna like I don't know why you're picking on me today, but I was gonna leap across
the
table.
Just pushing all the buttons.
I'm pushing the cook buttons.
Yeah, yeah. You are.
I'm terrible at insults, but man, I can push your buttons. I just lost track of what we were saying.
You said
you're going to get the Spider-Man music,
future films,
I think in Age of Ultron we'll probably get a sting at the very end, and we'll see a young Peter Parker bit by the spider, and that will be it. I think that will be the sting at the very end.
That's cool.
Literally.
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 Yeah.
But you know, I can. Thank you.
That would be a great sting.
I can see, you know, a young, inexperienced Peter Parker growing into his powers and the maturity required, but going too young, I think, I agree, is a mistake.
All right, well...
So Matt, what was your... Did you end up... Would you prefer a younger Peter Parker?
No, I'd prefer older, but okay. I also don't mind the idea. I've literally, during this conversation, kind of changed my mind. Like, I don't mind seeing a kid with great power. Mm-hmm. Like, I like that, because that's what Spider-Man originally, well, you know, he was pretty young and yeah. all that. I don't think he should be 8 years old.
Yeah. Like spider
that,
kid.
Yeah,
spider
you know
boy.
What I mean? Like, that
that's,
I don't
that's
like.
Spider adolescent.
Yeah,
it just doesn't work.
Spider child.
Spider preteen.
But I think it could be cool to see a teenager holding his own with that group of heroes, and I think it'd be cool to see these actors that we've seen over the last however many years age and become older men and all that stuff. I think it'd be cool to see them see the beginning of the next wave. And
you
I think
would
that
just
could be,
have to, honestly, if you would go, if you want to go for like an 18-year-old Peter Parker, you're going to have to cast the world's most likable kid.
Yeah.
Because if you cast any type of douchebag 18-year-old kid,
yeah.
and you put him next to the cast of the Avengers, he's just going to have a face you want to punch.
Right.
You're just going to be like, I hate this kid.
Yeah.
I hate this kid.
Yeah.
I just want to see the Avengers. Why is this kid?
Yeah. It's going to be a tough casting.
Yeah, it really is.
Because like, if you put him on here and he's like, I'm a Peter Parker, I'm a high school teenager, you're going to be like, what movie is this? What did this become?
Yeah, we don't want Snark Machine 1000.
Right,
yeah.
right. It's got to be an older, more mature Peter Parker next to the Avengers.
I don't think that that's what they're going to do, but...
Yeah. we can.
Oh,
guys,
great.
This is so, real life. This is real life.
We also had the rumor that Drew Goddard would be the directing the next Spider-Man movie, and he came out and said, no, that's not true. But, I mean, would you guys prefer to see that? Would you prefer to see the Russos? Do you have any thoughts on that at all? Or
say it again.
Drew Goddard.
He
wrote and directed the Cabin in the Woods movie,
right.
that little film.
That was clever.
I don't know how he would do with a Spider-Man film. Like, all I've ever seen of him is Cabin in the Woods. I don't know if he has anything else out there.
He does. I looked at his IMDb page, and I was pleasantly surprised because I was like, I saw the name and I was like, oh, who's this guy? And then I looked up his stuff and I was like, oh, okay.
Okay.
Like,
I think he wrote Cloverfield.
Oh, did he?
And he
comes out of Joss Whedon's, you know.
Well, I know he comes from the old Joss Whedon.
As a writer mostly, right?
Right. Yeah.
Rather than directing.
Yeah.
He's only directed like 3 or 4 things. That's the thing. He's kind of.
I mean, that doesn't mean he would be bad because, I mean, the Russo brothers, all they had done before was Community, and then they killed like Winter Soldier,
but
so.
In Community they shot every type of thing ever.
That,
like,
that was very true.
Portfolio,
yeah,
of,
absolutely.
It was kind of like Spaced for Edgar Wright.
Yeah,
yeah.
True story.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel. Like, whatever.
No.
If Marvel's behind it, I'll try. If they said this glass of water is going to direct the Spider-Man movie, I'd be like, well, bold choice. But I'll go with it, Marvel.
Very wet. Okay.
So I think we're good there. Let's move on to Fox. Wolverine 3 is going to start shooting in 2016 after X-Men finishes shooting. No real news there, but hey, exciting. We're getting a Wolverine 3. So... do you guys have anything you want to say about that? No, I mean, we don't have to say everything.
I hope it's violent, and I don't like violence, but like
you hope it's at least Wolverine level violence.
Yeah, like I hope they go for it. Like, yeah. I hope they go for, I think the Wolverine was the closest we've gotten so far. Of course, I mean, it's kind of the only one we've had so far that's just him.
I kind of lost track of the Wolverine films. I'm not even sure.
Oh, the last film was so bad. I
don't even know.
Which one?
The one where he fights the Silver Samurai.
Look,
at the
exactly.
Oh, you didn't like it?
Oh my
this
god!
This is my point.
It was so bad. To
I saw
me.
The first.
Really?
One.
Oh yeah.
See,
yeah.
up until the Silver Samurai stuff, I liked it.
Yeah, like it was okay until the very end. And the very end for me was like, "This is what?" And he's a what? No,
yeah,
no, screw this.
That
film.
Was very.
Like, yeah,
that was
out.
Like the notes. I felt like the studio was like, "Nope, got to have a big fight at the end with the." Give him a robot. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It felt very put on.
And, like, they stole his claws from him. Like, I was like, oh, I'm so out.
Yeah.
I'm so out of this.
But,
yeah.
Compared to Origins.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
So I think. I mean, I don't think you should ever offset one. Like, it's good because it's better than this one. Like, I understand. Like,
yeah.
I had issues with the film, but overall, I thought it was closer to anything. I don't know. It made me hopeful. So Wolverine 3, I don't know. What's it going to be? What's the story going to be? They did the Claremont, Japan. They did all that stuff.
Apparently, like, Professor X is going to be in it, and it's going to be a road trip picture with Wolverine and Xavier.
Great.
Wait, are you serious?
No,
are they going
like,
to Bali?
Yeah.
It's
that...
like a buddy comedy.
Yeah, they're going to Bollywood. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be being in Bob. Yeah.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
The Road to Polly.
Yeah.
with James Howlett and Xavier.
I'm nice. Kind of all about this.
Yeah, so I would love to see that.
Be like The Hangover.
Yeah. But, all right, so running out of time. We're going to move over to Daredevil real quick, where we learned this week that Melvin Potter, a.k.a. the Gladiator, is going to be a prominent part of the film. He's going to be the tech guy. He creates a Kevlar suit for Kingpin. It, like, the suit that he wears is actually, like, knife-proof and, like deflects bullets. It's not fully bulletproof.
Great.
But that's kind of exciting to know the Gladiator is going to be in it.
Just like Matt Key's picks.
Yes. Yes.
Bullets, it deflects bullets bullet kind of.
Kind of bulletproof. It's mostly the Bibles that I wear over my pecs.
Bullet resistant.
Yes.
Your Old Testament pasties?
Yes, my Old Testament pasties.
That's the first time I've ever heard those words together.
I've got the Book of Jeremiah right here. Then we've also got Leland Owsley as the Kingpin's financial advisor, so he's not his own thing, but maybe he's like working against the Kingpin underhand. Night Nurse works at Metro General Hospital, and Wilson Fisk wants to turn Hell's Kitchen into a better place to live. He's just kind of going about it in a way that Daredevil disagrees with. So, but it seems like he's going to be like a very layered character more so than just a ham-fisted villain.
You missed, though, my favorite quote out of everything that we're talking about.
What's
today,
that?
Which is this one.
We are honoring the original material, but with freedom to create our own interpretation, which is a lot of fun.
Which I laughed hilariously at, considering what Gladiator looks like in the comics. To me, that quote is, thank God they're letting us interpret this.
Yeah.
You don't want him to have the saw on the top of his hands?
Oh, I mean, maybe a fuchsia jumpsuit would be pretty sick, but yes, we'll see.
So yeah, that's exciting. We also got some new Kingpin images this week. There he is wearing a black suit.
That's Vincent D'Onofrio.
Yeah.
Which he's good.
I'm excited about that. I'm really excited about him playing this role.
What has he done here lately? Where has he been?
Isn't he on like Law and Order?
Yeah,
or
he was for a long time.
Law and Order. Okay,
not for years though.
I feel like he's fallen off the shows. Face of the earth. I'm glad he's back.
Though. He's landed on Daredevil.
Yeah, yes. Landed on Daredevil.
I hope not. That was more of a Kingpin joke than anything.
So we've also got Mike Coulter talking about Luke Cage this week. The biggest thing he talked about is that he's really not focusing on the fact that it's a black superhero. He's just trying to focus on the fact that it's just a really serious, like, tough character. And he also said, we have a more gritty, focused story on our heroes and characters that live in New York, but it's geared towards a more adult audience. And I think that's the thing about the series that will be different from the rest of the MCU. We know we're getting that with Daredevil. We obviously have to have that with Jessica Jones. But it sounds like they're, you know, doing the same thing. So
it's like, this is the most, like, comic elitist way you said. You're just like, that's opposite.
Like I'm from Silver Lake.
Know.
I apologize. I didn't mean to come across that way.
It's like the perfect.
Yeah, they don't have a Quinjet with stealth capability. They don't have a giant tower. They live in an apartment.
I corrected Brian earlier. He was talking about the plane, and I was like, oh, you mean the Quinjet? Such a douchebag. I'm a nerdy douchebag. All right. On TV, we had the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. return this week. Did any of you guys watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I haven't seen it yet.
I have watched the first season.
Watch the second season. It gets a lot better. I really do promise it does. And the whole Inhumans thing that they're doing now... we can't really talk about it since you guys haven't seen it, but
the Inhumans?
The very, very last shot of the TV was just like, I'm glad that I've watched this entire series now.
Great.
So
do I have to go back and
No. Here's what you're gonna do. You're gonna go watch the Tahiti episode in the first season. That's where they discover the blue alien.
Okay.
You're gonna pick up from where Captain America starts.
Okay.
Where Hydra takes over. You're going to watch the rest of the first season from there. It's like maybe 7 episodes.
How many episodes are in the first season? Do they do
it's
like
a full
20,
season. It's a
20...
full season, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you to watch like 25% of the first season.
Okay.
It's good. I was a non-believer for a while, and I still every now and then I go like, and then they do something, then I'm like, oh, all right, this is cool. I'm back on board.
I watched the first like 3 or 4 episodes.
Yeah, the pilot was fun.
Yeah.
It's a pilot, so you forgive it for its faults. But
then
everything else was just so bad until you
got... Skylar girl, which I heard she got better, but...
She does. She gets a lot better.
The hacker.
The hacker girl.
Chick, yeah.
Who has like a Brazilian blowout done to her hair every day, but apparently she's living out of her van. I'm like convinced.
You have issues? But it'll be exciting to see where Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is going now that they've introduced the Inhumans into the whole thing. So I'm very excited about it, is all I'm saying.
All right.
And I'm not paid by Lego or
AMC. You're going to be, though, after that amazing plug you gave them. They're going to be like, we got to get this guy in. Yeah, he seems so mad at us.
So we're going to move on to you, the Merry Marvel Movie Society, now. Last week's question. Last week's question was, what Marvel characters, heroes, villains, or Stan Lee would you put on the $1, $5, $10, $20, and $100 bill? We had a lot. We chose our top four because there's so much to get through. Chris Affleck said Dollar would be Stark because he'd love to see his face everywhere and probably wouldn't mind helping strippers. $5 would be Thor with Lady Sif and the Warriors 3 behind him. $10 would be Captain America because in the first movie he says $10 says you're wrong, and then he gives him the $10. $20 would be Hawkeye and Black Widow. Don't know why. $100 would be the Hulk because it's the biggest green note, rarely gets used, and you lose control when you use it. Xander McCorston said $1 Spider-Man because, like Washington, he's the first and most recognizable of choices. $5 would be Captain America because, like Lincoln, he fought in a civil war and was unjustly assassinated. $10 would be Wasp because, like Hamilton, she was a founder but not an actual leader. $20 Iron Man, $100 Hulk because, like Franklin, he was a genius. And Howard the Duck for the quarter because why not? Steve Zissou, all he wrote was $2 bill for Jubilee. Which I love. But Freddie Conception, we talked about this before. Freddie Conception wins because he actually did artwork for us. We have it to put. Well, I thought we had it. Do we not have it?
We got it. Relax.
There it is.
And, that's awesome.
Right? Cool. So let's see. I've got it
is
here.
Is that Stan Lee on the
$1,000?
It is Stan Lee on the $1,000 bill, Iron Man on the $100, Fury on the $50,
nice.
Captain America on the $20. Yeah, it's good.
Great.
It looks good. So Freddie Conception, you win.
Yeah. Good job.
And Ultron is on the that Liberty dollar. Yeah. So good work, Freddie. Now for the Wizard World question of the month, what we're gonna do is we're gonna put the question up today or tomorrow on our Facebook. It is good for 2 free tickets to anywhere in the U.S. where Wizard World is going this year.
Awesome.
Wizard World is where the pop culture comes to life. They've got David Tennant in Raleigh, North Carolina coming up. They've also got Michael Rooker, Shatner, Elvira in Vegas. They've got lots of different people
That's
coming.
Awesome.
So what we're going to do, we're going to put the question up. Then we're going to vote next week on our top 5 or 6. And then you, the Merry Marvel Movie Society, or Marvelites, if you prefer.
It's working.
we'll
He's
vote,
weakening.
We'll vote on your favorite answer. So the question this week is, what does Ultron's fortune cookie say the day he comes online? So,
do you have to put in bed after all of it?
You can.
Okay.
You can. But that's good for 2 free tickets anywhere in the U.S. This year for Wizard World. So we'll put that up either tonight or tomorrow on our Facebook
page. I mean, that means
page.
He comes online and
immediately goes to a Chinese restaurant.
Chinese food.
Yeah.
What do I feel like?
Chinese. I want lo mein.
I would love to hear James Spader say, I want lo mein.
Hey,
yeah,
let's ask
lo
him.
Mein. Yeah. Some quick final thoughts. If you haven't seen the Wes Anderson fan film for the X-Men, watch it. It's really funny. Also, Stan Lee is starting up an online course on comic book history and cultural impact. That is at edx.org. I signed up. I'm excited for it. That's my.
It's great.
Are you
going to
get your
PhD?
That's my final
thought. I just had like the image of Stan Lee like trying to work it, but like that webcam being on, and he's like, "What is you know?"
I just can't handle
but
this.
But he's pretty tech savvy. He knows all that stuff.
Yeah. So anyway, do you guys have any final thoughts before we take off? Because that's our show, so we're closing out.
Is that
now.
It?
Yeah, that's
wow.
it.
That's
I know.
It
flies by.
Easy, right?
That was super easy.
I promise you, it would be. You giving me guff?
Yeah. No,
don't turn on everybody
super.
Today. He's our. I'm glad you. I'm glad you were here, and I think.
Thank
hey, I think
thanks,
you guys
Matt.
Both did great
oh,
jobs.
Yeah, thanks.
I also think that.
You too.
Thank you.
Thanks for asking questions. No final thoughts. Were you guys? You got
oh
your
no, I
continues.
And, no, yeah, I Lego. I had no idea that was the source, your secret source of secret information. Source.
Yeah.
You all this time I've known you, you're like, oh, hey, man, did you hear the book? I was like, no.
Lego.
How did you hear that?
Lego, bro.
Lego.
Now I know.
Lebro.
What?
Lebra. Lego. Lebra.
Oh,
that's
man.
Different. That's a whole different thing, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, that's careful.
Yeah.
Careful. We're going to get a lot of weird hits now.
Hashtag
Lebro.
Lebro.
Yeah. Lebro. Do you have anything you want to plug or put out there? D&D, where can we find that again?
Critical Role is going to be on Geek & Sundry's Twitch channel, which is launching this week. So, yeah, we're going to be... going to be one of their flagship shows.
Live
streaming every Thursday nights from like 7 to 10 p.m. And yeah, you get to watch a bunch of voice actors play Dungeons & Dragons.
It's exciting.
Live.
Which we have. We've played.
Yeah,
we've played with you.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it is awesome.
Yes, Matthew Mercer is the Dungeon Master.
He is amazing.
And it's insane.
Best
we
DM
have,
in America.
Ashley Johnson, actually.
I know
who
you've
we
got your
guy.
Yeah, I've got America's DM on mine. So I got to stop you there. But I'm sure he's great. I'm not the one throwing it. He's the one challenging me again. So I'm excited to Twitch it.
Twitch it up?
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
How many players you guys have?
We have 8.
Wow. That's a big table.
It's a big table. And not ever, all of us are probably going to be there every week.
Great.
But we have some, you know, and that's what's going to allow us to have room for guest players.
That's awesome.
But we have, like, Ashley Johnson, who we mentioned earlier, being rescued by
She's
Steve
awesome.
Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
She's in it. We have Liam O'Brien. He's in it.
Orion
Acaba. Taliesin Jaffe. A lot of, Laura Bailey and Travis Willingham. Can't forget them.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
a lot of people.
Good team.
That's great.
It's yeah, it'll
team.
Be fun. So, mm-hmm. That's our show.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Special thanks to our prize sponsor, Wizard World Conventions. They've got Chicago Fan Fest this weekend. Then they're going on to Raleigh, North Carolina, March 13th through the 15th. That's where you can see David Tennant if you want. Then on to Vegas, April 24th, 25th, and 26th. Please do not forget to subscribe to our show, Marvel Movie News on iTunes or on YouTube. You can also find us through Popcorn Talk Network or on their website, popcorntalknetwork.com. Find us on Facebook, Marvel Movie News. Like us. You can find us on Twitter at Marvel News PTN. My name is Matt Key at The Matt Key.
Matt Cook at Matt Cook Tweeted.
Marisha Ray at Marisha_Ray.
Grant Imahara at Grant Imahara.
And that's our show. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Yeah.
Have a good week.
Woo!
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.